Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 337. I hope that all of my listeners know about esophagus. Today's topic of our discussion is the Significant Biological Special Program, or the so-called disease of the esophageal muscles. Esophagus is a muscular organ with the shape of a tube. This tube is composed of smooth muscles in the lower third and striated muscles in the upper two-thirds. Its muscular tension stabilizes the esophagus and allows it to function. Its specific functions are to swallow and transit the food. The esophagus has two muscular rings known as upper esophageal sphincter and lower esophageal sphincter, positioned in its upper and lower ends. The swallowing reflex triggers the upper esophageal sphincter to open. As the name implies, the lower esophageal sphincter, also known as cardiac sphincter, surrounds the lower end part of the esophagus. But its structure is very characteristic. At the level of the opening of the esophagus, called cardia, the esophagus rotates on its own axis and thereby forms an elastic and twisting occlusion. This acts as a sphincter. The opening that is occluded by the sphincter is connecting the esophagus with the upper part of the stomach. Therefore, this lower sphincter not only allows the food to pass into the stomach, but also closes to keep the food there in the stomach. What is to be noted here is that the esophageal sphincters are only functional and not anatomical, as in the case of those sphincters of bladder, rectum or cervix. Here again, the smooth muscles of the esophagus derived from the endoderm are controlled from the midbrain. Our discussion is mainly about its striated muscles because they are only originated from the new mesoderm and are controlled from both the cerebral medulla and the motor cortex. As you know already, the cerebral medulla controls the trophic function of the muscles, responsible for the nutrition of the tissue, and the motor cortex, a part of the cerebral cortex, controls its contraction. The muscles at the right side of the esophagus is controlled from the left side of the cerebrum, and those at the left side is controlled from the right cerebral hemisphere. Therefore, we say there is a crossover correlation from brain to the organ. Coming to the important part of today's discussion, the biological conflict linked to the striated muscles in the upper two-thirds of the esophagus is not being able to regurgitate a morsel because it is considered as too big to regurgitate. This morsel can be a real or a figurative one. The distress by an insult, an accusation, or an unexpected diagnosis can cause figurative morsels. Now we are proceeding to the details of the SBS of the esophageal muscles. First, its conflict-active phase. Being a striated muscle controlled from the cerebral medulla, there will be cell loss or necrosis of the upper two-thirds of the esophageal muscles. Being controlled from the motor cortex, there will be paralysis of the esophageal muscles, causing difficulty swallowing foods and liquids during the conflict-active phase. Please do not forget what we saw in the case of all organs we studied in the present category, that the striated muscles belong to the group of organs that respond to the related conflict with functional loss. Secondly, we are going to learn the details of the healing phase symptoms of the SBS of the esophageal muscles. During the healing phase, the lost tissue is reconstructed. The paralysis that occurred during the CA phase may reach into the PCLA phase of the healing phase. The epileptoid crisis that occurs after the PCLA is characterized by esophageal spasms. Remember, esophageal spasms can also occur during the epileptoid crisis of the lower one-third of the esophagus that is derived from the endoderm and controlled from the midbrain. Depending on the intensity of the conflict, the contractions of these spasms can range from mild to severe. During the final part of the SBS, the PCLB phase, the function of the esophageal muscles can return to normal. Only if there are conflicts, relapses, and subsequent hanging healing, there will be recurring esophageal spasms. At the end of the healing phase, the esophageal muscles become stronger than before, allowing them to be better prepared to meet with another conflict of the same kind. All organs like esophageal muscles that derive from the new mesoderm, called surplus group, show similar biological purposes at the end of the healing phase. Friends, herewith we conclude our global GNM health tips for today. Please hang on for more interesting topics. I am Dr. CJ Varghese from Kerala, India.